Hello, and welcome to our podcast. We're your hosts, Teron,
Allie,
and Hannah.
Today, we are discussing the integration of Little Rock Central High School and the media's impact on this episode of our podcast, Illustration. Disclaimer, Teron is African-American.
2, 4, 6, 8, we ain't gonna integrate. The crowd's taunting and jeering grows louder in your ear. Whites have rights, too. Go back to Africa. Photographers and journalists try to capture the moment while they keep up with the crowd. Click.
The integration of Central High School posed some problems for the 9 students that wanted a better education. The Little Rock 9 were black students from different grades in high school that were trying to fight the bounds of segregation through attending Central High School, which, prior to integration, was an all-white school.
Although the idea of integration was one that would move the future in a more positive direction, many disliked the change and wanted the community to stay segregated. The 9 and their families had to face many trials and hardships in hopes to allow future generations to live in a world where segregation would be a thing of the past.
While the media showed incomplete or inaccurate representation of the events surrounding the Little Rock 9, they gave them opportunities for their stories to be heard around the globe and across the nation.
Media plays a huge role in major events in history, whether it's from getting a point across through pictures, television broadcasts, speeches, etc. The audience sees what the media produces and could tell the story of what happened.
One of the most famous photos from these events was taken by Will Counts, Elizabeth Eckford, alone amongst a mob of white segregationists, while Hazel Bryan snarls, insults and slurs spewing out of her mouth like...
Page 72 of A Mighty Long Way, Carlotta talks about the picture saying, that iconic image of Elizabeth surrounded the mob would circle the globe and outrage the world.
On page 85 of A Mighty Long Way, the text reads, finally, one of them delivered a crushing blow to the back of Wilson's head with a heavy object believed to have been a brick. He developed a nervous condition, widely reported as Parkinson's disease, and died 3 years later at the age of 51.
This example correctly depicts what was happening in Little Rock because the audience sees the brutality of the segregationists during this time period. Wilson was just a reporter on the site of the Central Rock High School integration that just wanted to get information on the event. Instead, he was gifted a blow to the head with a heavy object that led to his early death.
Just as media portrays events and can tell a story, in turn, it can show the audience an inaccurate depiction of events and lead to a different outcome than the producer intended.
On page 109 of A Mighty Long Way, it said, the national media wanted to check in on how the integration process was going, so Miss Bates staged a Thanksgiving dinner. The cameras rolled as the 9 of us and the Bates dined together, all smiles as though we lived under the same roof.
This was an inaccurate depiction of the Little Rock 9 event. All throughout the interview, the 9 and the Bates had to stage the fact that everything was fine and the integration process was going well without any problems. The audience that saw the interview would assume that everything was okay.
On page 65 of A Mighty Long Way, Fabius gives a speech. Chief Lindsay is now mobilizing a force to act as an arm of the state militia in maintaining or restoring the peace and order of the community and to act in every way possible to protect the lives and property of the citizens of Pulaski County.
While it was true that the National Guard was being mobilized, Fabius claimed that they were there to protect the lives and property of the citizens of Pulaski County. They were really there to keep the Little Rock 9 away from Central High, not to protect them. Through Fabius's claim to protect them, the audience gave Fabius credit that shouldn't have been directed to him. It would give Fabius more support and create problem for the Little Rock 9 because he was the governor.
Even though the media stories may be far from the truth and missing parts from the whole, they still gave the Little Rock 9 story a chance to be heard internationally.
All of the photos, television, speeches of this time represented the students in a way that was not only deceiving, but also enlightening. As contradictory as it sounds, the media affected the Little Rock event in many ways, whether it was negatively or positively. The book A Mighty Long Way successfully showed this concept to us and opened our eyes to the fact that media can be done and presented in so many ways, and it really has an impact.
Media is still a huge part of our society today, just as it did with the Little Rock 9. Media could tell the story of a lifetime, or it could show the audience an inaccurate representation of what happened. However, even through the media's flaws, no one can deny its importance and relevance to what's happening in the world around us.
Thank you for listening to our first and last episode of our podcast, Illustration. We'll see you next time.